The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, Jibreel alayhi salam told me that Allah azza wa jal says, O Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, are you not pleased with the fact that when your followers send one salat upon you, I would send 10 mercies upon him? Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Allah Azza wa Jal has created us and this universe, and Allah Azza wa Jal has created jinns and human beings for worship. Allah Azza wa Jal has told us the right path, and the people who will follow the right path, on the day of judgment they will be rewarded and they will be given place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Mufti sahib, in which words virtues has reported in Quran or Hadith, and what's mean by virtues?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The meaning of virtue is every action upon that Allah azza wa jal gives reward. So upon whatever action we get a reward, that is virtue. And that's why some virtues are obvious virtue which everyone knows, but sometimes when we make good intention in lawful matters, Allah Azza wa Jal turns those actions into virtues. Though in its origin those things are not virtues, but with intention they come into virtuous deeds. And what are the words which are used, which are mentioned in Quran and Hadith about virtuous deeds and about good deeds? So there are many words. If we study the Holy Quran, if we recite the Holy Quran and we study Ahadith, the best Ahadith, so we will find many words for that. For example, a very famous word, the word is Bir. As Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You will never be able to attain good deed until you spend your wealth in the path of Allah, what you love. Your beloved wealth, when you spend in the path of Allah, you will attain good deeds. You will attain bir. So the word bir is here for the meaning of good deed. And the second word, we will say the very famous word is ma'roof. The word ma'roof is also for the meaning of good deed, as Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat linnas ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. You are the best of the nations which were brought forth. What is the purpose? Allah Azza wa Jalla tells the purpose is that you enjoin others for good deeds and you forbid from evils. So the word ma'roof, ta'muruna bil ma'roof, to enjoin good deeds. The word ma'roof here is for good deeds. The third word is very famous word khair. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, وَمَا تَفَعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ يَعْلَمْهُ اللَّهِ. Whatever good you do, Allah knows that. So the word khair is also for good deeds. And the fourth word we can say, and I think that is the most frequently mentioned word in the Holy Quran, I think mostly the people know that word for good deeds. And that word is salihat or salihan. Salihun and salihat. Salihat is the plural of salihatun. And salihatun is for good deeds. As Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, man amila salihan fali nafsihi. Whosoever does good deed, it is for his own benefit. So the word salihan is for good deed. And there are many other ayah, because in many places in the Holy Quran, the word Bashiril ladina amanu wa amilu salihat, innal ladina amanu wa amilu salihati kanat lahum jannatul firdausi nuzula. So the word salihat is for good deeds, for virtues. And the another word is very famous, that is word hasana, as it is in the Holy Quran, man jaa bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Whosoever brings one hasana in the court of Allah, there are 10 times more for that person. There are 10 times more for that person. So now the word hasana is mentioned here for virtues. So now we can say the word bir, the word maruf, and salihun or salihat, and the word khair, and the word hasana. So all these words are for good deeds. But there is another point which must be understood and which must be pondered upon, that just learning the words for virtues, for good deed, is not enough. The main thing is to act upon that, to follow that, to adopt that, to make that as the part of your life. If a person makes a lot of research about the words, and he collects all the words which are mentioned in Quran and which are used in Ahadith and which are used in the whole history of Islam, there is no particular benefit for that. And if a person doesn't know what is the word for virtues, but he adopts that and he makes virtues as his part of life, so that person is better than the first person. So just for getting the knowledge, or just for improving and increasing our information and about knowledge about these words, we can discuss about the words. But the main thing is to adopt these virtues in our life and to act upon according to Islamic teachings.
MashaAllah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in this question, as we ask, and Mufti Sahib replied us, and we have learned, if a one person, he will do a one good deed, on the day of judgment, he will be given 10 times more. And also, we learned that if we will make the good intentions before doing any permissible act, so we will get more reward, we will get more sawab. So in that way, we can increase our sawab. Mufti Sahib, what do you say about this? When a person can be said pious, which qualities can we look at that person, can we see at that person, and then we can say that person is pious?
There are two kinds of commandment of Sharia. First are called awamir, and the second are called nawahi. What are awamir and what are nawahi? Awamir are those actions about that Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to do, as offering prayer, as paying zakah, as performing hajj, as observing fast, as paying services to our parents, as being well-behaved and well-mannered with others, fulfilling the rights of our neighbors. So these are the commandments which Allah Azza wa Jal has given us to do, not to abstain from that. The other thing is, the other actions are those from them Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to abstain, to refrain from them, as all the sins Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to abstain from them. So those are called nawahi, means forbidden things. The first are commandment and the second are forbidden things. When a person follows Sharia in both matters, he does whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered to do, and he abstains from those whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered to abstain from, so that person will be considered as a pious person. And that's why There is some misconceptions among in the mind of the people. Some people focus upon only virtuous deeds. They do what Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered to do, but they don't care about sin. They don't care about forbidden things. So these people are not. These people will never be considered as a pious people. For example, if a person offers 5 times prayers, and he fulfills the duties of his parents and the duties of his family, but he commits some other sins. So though he is offering all the duties of Sharia and he is fulfilling all the responsibilities of his self, but if he is committing any sin, he is not considered as a pious person. The pious person is only that who does whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered to do, and he abstains from all the sins. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَّدًا وَقِيَامًا وَالَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اصْرِفْ عَنَّا عَذَابَ جَهَنَّمَ. And at the end, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وَلَا يَزْنُونَ. In these ayah, both kind of commandments have been given. In the beginning, Allah Azza wa Jalla is praising those people who are the special bondsmen of Allah, who are the special servants of Rahman. وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ. What are their qualities? وَالَّذِينَ يَبِيتُونَ لِرَبِّهِمْ سُجَدًا وَقِيَامًا. They spend their nights in the worshipping of Allah. They spend their nights in doing sajda and qiyam. They stand for worship. They prostrate in front of Allah all the night. And at the end of the night, they supplicate in the court of Allah, O Allah, forgive us. So they do all these deeds. But along with all these deeds, they say, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, وَلَا يَقْتُلُونَ النَّفْسَ الَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. They abstain from killing. They refrain from fornication. They refrain from polytheism, associating partner with Allah Azza wa Jal. And they abstain from telling a lie. So both kind of commandments are mentioned in this place. And in another places, in another ayah of the Holy Quran, the same method is explained. As in another place, Allah Azza wa Jal said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. First ayah, الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. They become attentive in their prayer. They pay proper attention in their prayer. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. But in the second ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. They abstain from indecent things. But then in the third ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ. Who purify themselves or who pay zakah. But in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jalla is saying, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ. They try to abstain from fornication and all the related actions. So in four ayah, two are commandments, what they have to do. And two are commandments from them, they have to abstain from. So in the light of these ayat mubarakah, we can say that the pious person is that who does whatever Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded him to do, and he abstains from all the sins. He abstains from all the sins. Even if a person does one sin, he won't be considered as a pious person. He will have to abstain from all the sins. Because the person who is committing sin, he is sinner. He is not pious. Pious person is that person who is doing good deeds and he abstains from sins as well.
Mufti Sahab, it is very hard for us, I think, because Anbiya-i Karam alayhim salatu wassalam, they are innocent. Okay, they cannot commit anything. But if we look at the ordinary people, so then there would be a very small amount of these kind of people, they are pious, because everyone is sinner. What do you say about this?
Basically, there is another way as well. As Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us the way of repentance. When a person repents from his sin, so he is like that person who hasn't committed any sin. At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lahu. The person, the repentant person is like that person who hasn't committed any sin. So what I have said, the meaning of that is only this, that a person must not be steadfast upon committing sins. If he has done any sin, if he has committed any sin, so after that, when he comes to know that he has committed any sin, so that time he should repent from that. So that is the meaning. We can't say that a person has permission to commit any sin, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has ordered to abstain from every sin. So the person has to do that. But if a person has done any sin, so then there is another way. Allah Azza wa Jalla has opened one way for him to repent from his sin. So when he will repent from his sin, so he will be like a pious person again.
If a person wants to be pious and want to do more and more good deeds and want to get more reward, so what we choose, shall he choose?
That should be the zeal of every Muslim, that he should become pious more and more. He should be pious more than others. As Allah said in the Holy Quran, fastabiqul khairat. Do competition in the matters of virtues. In virtue, you should do competition, not in the world, in the worldly matters, in wealth. Fastabiqul khairat. In virtues, you should excel each other. You should excel one another. So we should do that. And when if a person wanna earn sawab and reward more and more, so there are many ways. The first thing is that a person should follow all the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because sunnah are the main things, and they are the best actions what we can do, because Allah azza wa jal has given one role model, and that role model is only the being of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah azza wa jal has ordered us to follow him. As in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the life of Rasulullah, there is role model for you. So, when the best life is the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and best actions are the actions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and best way of life is the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So if we act upon that, if we follow that way, so then we will get reward more and more. The first thing. The second, in another verse of the Holy Quran, Allah azza wa jalla said, "Qul in kuntum tuhibbuna Allah fattabi'uni yuhibbukum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum." O beloved Rasul, say to these people, "In kuntum tuhibbuna Allah." If you claim that you love Allah, so fattabi'uni, then follow me. Yuhibbukum Allah, Allah will love you. Allah will like you. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Allah will pardon your sins. So the way of getting the love of Allah, the way of being the lover of Allah, and being the beloved of Allah, there is only one way, and that way is follow the sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why the best way to become more pious, or the more pious person, is following the sunnah. And the second thing is that if a person wanna earn thawab more and more, so he should follow those ahadith and ayat in which the best actions have been mentioned. For example, there are many ahadith. I think you know that in some ahadith it is mentioned the best of you is that person. As in one hadith it is said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. The best of you is that person who learns Quran, then he teaches Quran. So if we wanna become the best people, the most pious people, then learning the Holy Quran and teaching the Holy Quran should be our habit. That should be our action. So خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. In another hadith, the another action is mentioned as خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِ. The best of you is that person who is best for his family. So he who is well-behaved and well-mannered with his family, who fulfills the right of his family, and who pays proper attention to his family, and who upbrings them in proper way, and who upbring his children in Islamic way, that person is the best. So if we learn and if we read these kind of ahadith, we will be able to learn many ways and many actions. If we adopt those and if we follow those actions, we will become more pious. That is the second way. And the third way is this, that there are some actions which are much more better than many other actions, because sometimes it happens in another way, I will say, the charity which is continuous, the continuous charity is also one way to become more pious. Because if a person writes any book, if a scholar writes any book, and his book is very useful for other people, so as long as the people will be reading that book, this person will get reward of those people as well. As Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi has written one book, Bukhari Sharif. So he has written Bukhari Sharif, but mashallah, till the day of judgment, as long as the people will read the book of Bukhari, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi will get the reward of those people. As Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, he laid the foundation of fiqh. So now millions of Muslims, or billions of Muslims, are the follower of Imam Adam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. They are following Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh. And till the day of judgment, the people who will follow Imam Azam, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, the reward of those people will go to Imam Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And in the same way, if a person is a qarisa, he's a teacher of the Quran, and he teaches Quran to children, to other people. So as long as these people will be reciting the Holy Quran, this person will get the reward of those. As a Muballigh, when he makes bayan in Ijtima and some people listen to his bayan and they follow him and they act upon according to his bayan. So as long as these people will act upon according to that bayan, this person will get the reward of that bayan. So there are many ways of continuous virtues. So if we focus upon continuous virtues, that even after our death, our reward will be going on. So then there are many ways. So if we adopt these three ways, first the following of the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and try to finding and acting upon those ahadith in which the best actions have been mentioned. If we adopt those actions, so then we can become the more pious. And the third thing is continuous charity. Continuous charity or continuous virtue. So if we open the door of virtues for the people and people are following that way and that door, so then inshallah we can get reward after our death as well.
Mufti Sahib, as we know, sin has two types, minor sins and major sins. So virtues has also type like major virtues and minor virtues, or there is no kind of virtues?
Basically, the term is not used for virtues, the minor, the major. The minor, the major word are used for sins only. But there is difference between virtues as well, everyone knows, because there is a category of farz, wajib, sunnat and mustahab. So farz is the most rewarding, wajib is more rewarding, sunnat is after that and mustahab is after that, because the reward of farz is more than the reward of wajib, and the reward of wajib is more than the reward of sunnah, and the reward of sunnah is more than the reward of mustahab. So in that way we can say there is a difference between their categories. And the another very famous evidence for this thing, that there is a difference between virtues, some are more excellent and some are less than that, as the prayer, offering prayer is the most excellent virtue. The prayer has more reward than any other action. And in one hadith in which this matter is mentioned as well, for iman there are more than 70 branches. Iman has more than 70 branches. The best of that is kalima la ilaha illallah, and the lowest of all these branches is to remove any harming thing from the way of people. So in the light of these ahadith, we can say there is difference between virtue. Some virtues are more excellent and some virtues are less than that. But the word major and minor is mostly not used for virtues. That is used only for sins.
Well, sir, many people do good deeds and at the same time they commit sins as well. Like one person, he offers daily 5-10 prayers, he observes the fast as well, and also he commits sins like listening songs, drinking alcohol and adultery. What are the commandments of Sharia about these kind of people? Because they think we are pious, we are offering prayer and we are observing fast, we are giving donation, we are doing charity, and along with that they are doing these things as well. What are the commandments of Sharia about these kind of people?
I think the person who is a drunk person, who is an alcoholic person, he can't consider himself as a pious person. It is impossible, because that person knows very well that I am committing major sin. So, but as far as those people who commit sins as well and who do good deeds as well, so what is the commandment of Sharia about these people? So because they are Muslims and they are sinner Muslims, we can say only these words, they are sinner Muslims. And what would be their end on the day of judgment? Allah knows better, because Allah Azza wa Jalla has given us one way, and that way is repentance. So if sinner people repent from their sins, so they will be pious again. And other than that, Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Holy Quran, وَآخَرُونَ عَتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَدًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. They are another people who confessed, who acknowledged their sins, that they commit sins. And they have mixed their virtues with bad deeds, or they have mixed their bad deeds with virtues. So these are the people, what will be their end? Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Asallahu an yatuba alayhi. These people are Muslims, so they are brothers like me. We are not a pious people, we are not the saint of Allah. So we are also like those people. So maximum what we can say about these people, we can say these kind of people are sinner people. So they should try to abstain from sin, they should try to repent from their sin, and they should continue their good deeds as well. So maybe their virtues would be dominant over their sins, or maybe due to some of their virtues, Allah Azza wa Jal accept them, and due to His acceptance, Allah Azza wa Jal forgive their sins. Because sometimes it happens, as you know, sometimes a person does one good deed and he is sinner in his place, but due to one virtue, many times Allah Azza wa Jal has forgiven these people. As it is mentioned in one hadith, there was a person who removed one harming thing from the way of people, and only due to that one action, Allah Azza wa Jal forgave his sins, and Allah Azza wa Jal make him enter into paradise. So there are many narrations about these kind of people. So sometimes when a person does one good deed, so Allah Azza wa Jal accept that good deed, and due to that only one good deed, Allah Azza wa Jal forgive his sins, and mashallah, all the sins are pardoned in the court of Allah.
But such sins can be forgiven by virtues. If this is the case, then major sins can be forgiven as well or not? Like major sins, if a person, he do any major sin, and then after that, that major sin, and there are also minor sins. So, in many hadith, there are narrations, if a person, he do this, he do that, his 80 years sins will be forgiven, his 40 years sins will be forgiven. So, in these hadith, there is an indication about the major sins, or indication about another kind of sins, like minor sins.
Sometimes sins are forgiven due to virtues, and it is mentioned in the Holy Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, and there is a cause of revelation of that ayah. There was a person who committed one sin, and he appeared in the court of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I have committed one sin. So what is expiation for me, and what is the commandment of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal about me?" So the virtues wipe out the sins. Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning in the Holy Quran. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told this ayah in front of that person, and he asked, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this ayah is only for me or for all the ummah?" Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "This ayah is for all the ummah. In the ummah, if a person commits any sin and then he does good deed, so his sin may be expiated, his sin may be forgiven due to that virtue." So due to virtues, sins are forgiven, sins are pardoned. And there is another hadith in which it has been mentioned that when a person offer two prayers, so between those two prayers, whatever sin he does, Allah Azza wa Jal forgives those sins. And the another thing is, what is in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal said, "In tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu nukaffir ankum sayyi'atikum." If you abstain from major sins, in tajtanibu kaba'ira ma tunhauna anhu, if you abstain from major sin, we will forgive your other sins. Other sins means the minor sins. So if a person abstains, if he tries to abstain from the major sin, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive his minor sins. So these are the ways in which the sins are forgiven. But what kind of sins? Major sins or minor sins? So in the explanation of these ayat and hadith, our scholars have written that only minor sins are forgiven. When a person does good deed, and due to his deed, some of his sins are forgiven. So those sins are only minor sins. The major sins are only forgiven with repentance. When a person repents from his sin, he gets ashamed of his sins, and he makes firm intention to abstain from those sins in his future. And he feels some sorrow in his heart about that, and he leaves that sin immediately at the moment. So when these three conditions are found for a person, then his sins are forgiven. So the major sins are forgiven only with repentance, but the minor sins can be forgiven with many virtues. And in some hadith, in one hadith, it is said that due to Hajj, the sins of a person are forgiven. So when a person does Hajj, mashallah, he performs Hajj, so his sins, his major sins are forgiven. And in one hadith, in the light of one hadith, Ala Hazrat radiallahu ta'ala has written in one place that when a person becomes wali, Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all his sins. due to his wilayat, due to his that closeness with Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah Azza wa Jal forgive his sins. So we can say that for the common people, there are two ways to for their sins to be pardoned. One is repentance, and that is the most excellent way. The second is performing Hajj, and the third is having the closeness of Allah, having the friendship of Allah. But that is not in our power, because wilayat and friendship of Allah, being close to Allah, is not in our hand. That is the bounty of Allah, and that is the blessing of Allah to whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jalla wanna give His closeness, so He can give. But repentance is in our power, and we can repent from our sins. So due to sins, all the sins, whether those are major or minor, can be forgiven.
Mufti, this if a person he missed salah and after that he repent from Allah Ta'ala, so he will be forgiven?
For repentance, there are some conditions. Because it depends upon the nature of that sin. What kind of sin he has committed? For example, if ma'adallah, if he backbite someone, and the person about whom he has backbited, he doesn't know. So then the repentance only to repent in the court of Allah, to supplicate in the court of Allah, oh Allah, I repent from my sins. But if he has hurt someone, if he has hit someone, if he has abused someone in front of him, and now that person is hurt, now for the condition for the acceptance of repentance is to seek forgiveness from the person as well. And so now if as you are asking about offering prayer, if a person has missed any prayer, so now what is the nature of his repentance and what is the method of his repentance? So now the method is to repent in the court of Allah, that oh Allah, I have missed one prayer and now I am feeling shame and I am repenting in your court, and I am making intention not to miss any prayer in future. And but there is another condition as well. What is that condition? Now he has to make up that prayer as well. It means he has to offer that missed prayer. So when he repents from his sin and when he offers that missed prayer, then his repentance will be complete. Other than that, without performing those missed prayer, his repentance is not complete.
Mufti Sahib, if one person, he Allah Tabarik wa Ta'ala will forgive my sins because I am doing good deeds, and after that Allah Tabarik wa Ta'ala will forgive my sins, and with that intention he says, okay, I'm going to commit this sin and then later on I will do the repentance and I will do any good deed, so this bad act that I am doing, it that will be forgiven after that. So I'm going to commit this sin and later on I will ask the repentance. So what are the commandments of Sharia about these kind of people?
So that is very, very dangerous. If a person thinks in that way, so according to the fatwa of some scholars, that person has entered into the fold of infidelity. Allah Azza wa Jal has ordered us to do good deeds and to abstain from sins. But that person is making the blessing of Allah as excuse for his sins. And he is making his virtues shield for his sin. Shield in the meaning that he is committing sins, but he is considering his sin as the expiation of sins. In that way, Allah Azza wa Jal has not mentioned the virtues. Allah Azza wa Jal ordered to good deeds and to abstain from sins. And that is the, you can say, that is the promise of Allah. That is the promise of Allah with some conditions. May Allah forgive, Almighty Allah may forgive his sins. And Allah Azza wa Jal might not forgive his sins, because that is not firm and fixed. That Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely expiate, Allah Azza wa Jal will definitely forgive his sins due to his virtues. Because Allah Azza wa Jal said in the Holy Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. Whatever is other than associating partner with Allah, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive لِمَن يَشَاءُ. To that person, he wills, he pleases. For that person, Allah Azza wa Jal will forgive. It is not for every person that whosoever will commit any sin and then he does any good deed and he is forgiven. That is not the case. Allah Azza wa Jal has openly said that may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive the sin of that person, and maybe he doesn't forgive the sin of that person. So that's why that way is very dangerous, because of making the virtuous deeds as the excuse for committing sin, it is very dangerous.
Because As you recited one ayah, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amsaliha. So in this ayah, the closer meaning of this, as you told us, if one person, he will bring up one good deed, so he will be given 10 more good deeds. So this is the case for sins as well. If one person, he commit one sin, and after that he will get the punishment for 10 bad deeds, or this is only for good deeds?
No, that is only for good deed. That is only for virtues. And it is in Quran and in many ahadith as well. Because the matter of virtue is the blessing of Allah. When a person only, even when a person makes intention of doing good deed, Allah Azza wa Jal gives virtue that, to that person. And when he does that good deed, Allah Azza wa Jal gives him 10 times more than his virtue. But when a person makes intention of sin, there is no sin for that person. But when he commits that sin, so there is only one sin is written in his book of deeds, not 10 times. So giving 10 times reward is the blessing of Allah. And giving one sin on committing one sin is the just of Allah.
My dear Islamic brothers, Alhamdulillah, today we learn about the virtues. So my dear Islamic brothers, to learn more and more, and to learn about the virtues, we must try to get the knowledge. And how we can get the knowledge, and how we can learn about these virtues, which are the best virtues, so we must try to join Dawat Islam. If we will join this, inshallah, that would be very beneficial for us. We will learn about the good deeds, and also, as I told you earlier, we can download the books, and we can join the weekly congregational Istima'at of Dawat Islami, and we can attend these kind of programs, and we will get the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq to be pious. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys to success this knowledge does hold. The knowledge of Islam is precious like gold, because keys